In Minneapolis, I'm Todd Melby. Before running for governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura did this.
All you women out there, you stop and think for a minute. You take a look at that fat, pot-bellied dude sitting next to you, eating pretzels and drinking beer, and take a look at Jesse the body in real life.
The flamboyant Ventura was a big deal on the professional wrestling scene. Beginning in the mid-70s, he grappled opponents in World Wrestling Federation matches. He also had tiny roles in more than a dozen Hollywood movies.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
By the late 80s, Ventura turned his attention to his home state. In 1990, voters in Brooklyn Park elected him mayor. Then in 1998, he ran for governor. Soon after jumping off a turnbuckle into the big-time political ring, the former wrestler hired this man.
I'm Bill Hilsman.
Hilsman is an ad man. In 1992, he helped make a pair of TV commercials for Paul Wellstone, a long-shot Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate.
Unlike my opponent, I don't have $6 million, so I'm going to have to talk fast.
This is my wife.
Wellstone won, so Ventura's campaign turned to Hilsman to make ads for their long-shot candidate.
I knew he had had an action figure from his world wrestling days.
New from the Reform Party.
Yeah!
It's the new Jesse Ventura action figure.
Party we had to politics. Improvise the model of Jesse Ventura because the action figure didn't exist.
Improve public education and fight for the things Minnesotans really care about. Vote Reform Party candidate Jesse Ventura for governor.
It was the body of Batman in the head of General Omar Bradley from the G.I. Joe series. People were calling up toy stores asking for the action figure, trying to buy the action figure. It just really catapulted him into the public's imagination.
Not everyone was buying it. Republican insider Sarah Janicek called Ventura a flake. Hilsman disagreed.
In some ways, it's kind of like the Donald Trump vote. It's, you know, we're better off just blowing the whole thing up or letting somebody come in here and start from scratch than to try to fix it the way it is.
In the days leading up to voting, polls showed Ventura trailing, but not by much. Hilsman hoped a final ad would put Ventura over the top.
Navy SEAL, union member.
So it starts from an overhead, gets to a wider view, and now you see that he's basically posed like Rodin's Thinker.
A man.
Because he used to be Jesse the Body, but now he was Jesse the Mind.
Who will fight to lower property and income taxes?
And then at the very end, you can tell that it's Jesse, and there's a close-up of him straight to camera, and he winks.
The ad gave campaign staffers pause. This is Dean Barkley, Ventura's campaign chairman.
And my first reaction was, oh, you know, it looked a little risque. It really did. It looked like he was completely naked.
So Jesse is posed like Rodin's Thinker. But if you haven't seen the famous sculpture for a while, it looked like something else altogether. Here's Hilsman again.
Jesse's wife and mother-in-law said, Jesse, it looks like you're sitting on a toilet. We had a hard time getting it finally on the air.
Barkley, the top campaign guy, decided to survey some of his neighbors in Plymouth.
I picked out the 10 fairly conservative housewives that I knew. And I says, what do you think about it? And they said, well, I love it.
That convinced Ventura's family to give the ad the green light. 3 days before Election Day, the commercial debuted on Saturday Night Live. On election night, Team Ventura hosted a long shot party at the local racetrack.
I started thinking at about 11 o'clock that night that maybe we did it.
So Jesse took the stage and told supporters,
now it's 1998, and the American dream lives on in Minnesota because we shocked the world.
And then when the highway patrol showed up to protect Jesse, I said, oh, my God. You know, we pulled it off.
Ventura got 37% of the vote, edging out the second-place finisher by just 56,000 votes. After the victory, Ventura had a question for Barkley.
We'd gotten a set of books of how the state government runs agency by agency, and I'd had those in the back of my car for about 6 months. And Jesse says, hey, Barkley, you still got those books? I says, yeah.
Ventura served one term as Minnesota governor. For KFAI, I'm Todd Melby.